Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss Kalim Perchas Mishnah Yud Aleph. And today's Mishnah Sabin Lurmus Chosas Bas Rachol Shish Bizachar Find Rezev Kagon Bikar of Mamesh. We learned earlier that when there's a source of Toma inside a Kli Chares, so all the food and drink inside become Tame, but not a Kli. And if there's a Kli inside and there's food inside the Kli and it's closed and sealed, so it's not going to become Tame because it's protected by that seal. However, that's only with a Kli. Now we're going to see this regarding something else. Mishnah tells us Maga Tame Mace. A person touched somebody who's Tame Mace. So let's say Ruvain touched Shimon. Shimon was an Ava Toma. That means that Reuven is a Rishon L'toma. And Reuven had food or drink inside his mouth. So now the food or drink becomes a Sheni L'toma. And Hechnas Reshil Avir Tanur Tahor, if he now puts his head into the airspace of a Tahor Tanur, Tim'u, he's Mitami the oven. That's because since he has liquid in his mouth, and Midirabanon, liquid, even if it's a Sheni, is Mitami Kalim. So the fact that the liquid is in his mouth and his mouth is closed doesn't make it like a Kli that's sealed. And therefore, this Tami liquid which is in his mouth is going to be Mitami the oven. Furthermore, if Tahar, if we have a person who's Tahar, who has food and drink in his mouth, and he put his head into the airspace of a Tameh Tanur, nitmos, that food and drink becomes Tameh, because now it's inside the Tameh Tanur, and the fact that his mouth is closed doesn't prevent it from coming Tameh. Another discussion regarding liquid in his mouth, this time about saliva, and we're going to see if there's a machlokes if saliva is considered a liquid, which could be Mitameh. So the Mishnah tells us, let's say he's eating a fig cake, basically it's figs, and he's eating them with yodai mesayvas, which literally translated means dirty hands. But whenever the Mishnah Gemara uses lashon, it actually means that his hands are a sheni l'toma. And then what happened? He put his hand inside of his mouth to take out a little pebble that happened to be there. So Rameir matame, Rameir's now matame, these figs are in his mouth, and that's because his hand touched his saliva, and the saliva touched the figs, and now they became tame. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda's matar, that's because he holds that saliva is not considered liquid that's able to be matame. Now Rabbi Yossi says it depends. If he was hafach, he turned over, or he moved the figs from one side of his mouth to the other, so then they become tameh, but if not, then not. And that's because Rabbi Yossi holds that saliva in the mouth, if it's still in the spot where it was secreted, where it came out, and it was never moved, so it's not considered a mashke, and it's not able to be metameh. It's only if he moved the figs, meaning he moved the saliva as well, so now it's considered like regular liquid, and then it's able to be metameh. Another situation, let's say he had placed a coin in his mouth, and somehow that stimulates the production of saliva, and he's eating his figs, and he put his hand inside his mouth to take out the coin. So Rabbi Yossi said, if the reason why he put the coin in his mouth was for his thirst, meaning he wanted to stimulate more saliva, and that helps stave off thirst, tameh, now the figs are tameh, because that saliva is considered liquid from the very beginning, because it wasn't naturally produced, and therefore it's going to be tameh the figs. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Aleph, another situation where an oven is going to become tameh, ha'isha shenatav chal midadeha v'nafala aviratanor, a woman who is tameh, that she leaned over an oven and some milk dripped from her and went into the airspace of the oven. So tameh, now the oven's tameh. Why is that? Shamashke metameh l'ratzon v'shlo l'ratzon, because tameh liquid is metameh whether or not a person wants it. And even though she might not have wanted this milk to drip from her, it doesn't make a difference. Since she's tameh, the milk is tameh, and that's metameh the oven. Similarly, hasar gafatu, let's say she's raking out the coals from the oven, v'hiksa kaitz, and she got poked by a thorn, v'yatzon men adam, and blood came from her. And remember, she's tameh, so the blood that comes from her is tameh as well. Oishenichwar, she got burned, and then she put her hand inside her mouth, and then she took it back out, it has saliva on it, and then she put it back in the oven, nitma, it now becomes tameh. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.